Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is July the 4th, 2012. Happy Independence Day to all in America. And let us begin. There has been some movement in the reality in America, particularly in North Carolina, and we will discuss it for a moment. You have this idea of what you think is going to happen, and everyone has their reading of the tea leaves. They can see the way the wind blows, all of these concepts, and they think they know how things are going. And so they tend to act on what they think is coming. And then along comes something like the Supreme Court judgment on the Obamacare, or the override of the veto of the fracking bill in North Carolina, and it just sort of takes everyone by surprise. These shocking changes in what was expected to happen. And we find it very interesting that one was pro-progressives or whatever, and one was anti-progressives. Or, again, the one for the fracking bill was considered a Republican idea, and the one for the healthcare was considered a Democratic idea. But the idea is that whatever you think is happening, there is a great potential for shocking changes, for surprises. And so, as you find yourself in this time of uncertainty, you would do well to think about it in terms of where is the energy going? Understanding what we mean by that is there is a flow of energy. It is like a river. And occasionally it is hitting places that seem to be little eddies, little current places. But those places are beginning to break up, kind of like an icebreaker. You've seen rivers when they start to the ice begins to melt, and so all of a sudden big flows of rock and of ice and debris break free and start to move. And if you are not paying attention, you might find yourself being inundated with debris and ice and such. So it's a good time to have your wits about you. And that is what we are here to help you remember. That this is not a time to go unconscious. This is not a time to let yourself turn off your feeling centers. Turn off your intellect. Turn off things. This is a time to turn them on. To be hyper vigilant. Hyper aware, because things are changing. Again, it's like being whitewater rafter. It's not a time to start to enjoy the scenery. You better grab yourself that oar and do your job, or the entire boat is lost. And so there will be more and more of this idea that people need to come forward and be counted. It's interesting. What happened in North Carolina was an unconscious woman allowed herself to be counted on the wrong side. And you are all so conditioned to believe that your opinion doesn't matter, your vote doesn't matter, your ideas doesn't matter. Here, this one person's vote made a difference. Same thing happened with the election, with the Supreme Court. One person's vote made a difference. These are metaphors for each and every one of you to start thinking about yourself as that Supreme Court justice, as that Congresswoman. And be conscious when you make decisions. Now, there are too many on this planet that think that because things are going so badly economically, that they must shut down. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is time to really start to network and get really hooked in with your neighbors and really hooked in with your family and friends, because you are going to need to be a little bit more dependent on each other. Not a little bit, a lot. Now, it is interesting to us, many years ago, Reagan was giving a warm-up speech. It was not a speech, it was really just a testing of the microphone. But what he said was that the aliens have made themselves known and the Earth has to deal with an alien culture. And he was saying this in the sense of how quickly you would all forget your differences. And of course it was a joke, but what was it? What did Reagan really know? That you are being approached by other cultures from beyond your Earth? That they are trying to let you know of where you are in the scheme of things? And how you've come to be here? And what being here really means? And how you're stuck here? Because certain pathways that have been disrupted, and how those disrupted pathways are going to be reopened. You remember the Berlin Wall. Wonderful idea. You had these two cultures that were separated by a big wall. And all of a sudden, one day, the wall came down. One day, people with hammers and chisels could go out there and take big sections of this wall away. And the flow of people, both ways, was once again allowed. That is what's coming for you. A free communication, a free transportation, a free exchange with the larger universe. And you will begin to realize where energy comes from, where information comes from, where you came from, what it means to be alive, what it means to be dead. When no one dies, we've said that many times, it is quite true. So, as you see these things unfold and the shocking change is coming, first let us say, nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. Many of the things that are being laid today will be changed going forward. Even Obamacare will go through many morphings as it works its way more and more and more towards single payer. We will give you a little hint. The insurance companies will be seen to be gouging, and maybe improprieties will begin to put into question whether or not these insurance companies have your best interest in mind, whether they want to play fair in this Obamacare heritage fund concept that has been put out as Obamacare. And so you will see changes. You will see Congress saying, hey, wait a minute. We brought you into this to be partners. You are not being partners. Maybe bringing you in was not such a good plan. But first you take things in steps. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's funny. The elephant, is it not the Republican animal? So, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day. Keep in mind that those who came before you were very intelligent people, and that they knew the dangers and did their best to prepare for them. But it is you who are here now that must act as one people, one nation, And those who would fragment you to control you, you will find out who they are. You will learn their names. You will learn their intentions. Just as this woman who cast the incorrect vote, everyone knows her name. Everyone knows who she is. She would have liked to have crawled into a crack in the floor, but she could not. Same thing with Justice Robinson. He would have liked to have been able to cast his vote in secret, but that is not how these things are done. You are going to learn who are bringing forward these ideas, and who they are that wish to influence you, whether it is in the elections or in your food or in your medical or in how jobs are created and where jobs come. There's a lot of manipulation out there trying to make you think that it's raining when they're really pissing on your leg. Interesting saying. So wake up. Be conscious. And realize that each one of you carries that deciding vote in your reality. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.